All right, so this episode's going to be about kind of what to expect on your moving day of college and also maybe like the first week of college. So I'm just going to give my experience. I'm not saying that this is the experience everyone will have when they go to college because every college will do things differently. But so for my move-in day, I think my move-in day was about like 2, 3, maybe at most 4 days before the first day of classes. I think I moved in on like a Thursday or Friday, and the first day of classes was like Monday or something like that. So, move-in day is, as you would expect, really hectic, and like there's just a lot of, I don't know, there's just like a lot of things that you need to do. The advantage for me was that UMD College Park, it's a state school, and I'm from the state of Maryland, and it's, I will say this, UMD is not like a 3 hour drive from my house. It's like a It's not short, it's not a short ride, but it's not like a particularly long ride. And I do go home on the weekends a lot, so I knew coming in that I did not have to bring everything with me the first week because I knew I'd be coming home like within like 2 weeks. So anything that was like little bits here and there I didn't need to bring. I just brought the essentials like my sleeping stuff, enough clothes to like last me, like my school supplies obviously, stuff like that. But like little things like posters on my wall or little like trinkets that I would put on my desk or something like that, and like the rest of my clothes, I didn't need to bring it. So in that sense I didn't have a lot to bring. And then at that point my roommate and I hadn't like picked a rug for our room either, so it wasn't really like big things. So moving forward, like within the next couple weeks, I did end up getting everything, but it may be different for other people. And I think what most colleges will do is they'll provide like a limited amount of like carts, kind of. I don't know the word for it, but they're just gonna be like big, kind of carts, right? And then you can like kind of put all your stuff and then you can wheel it around and like, wheel it into the elevator, take your stuff up. But of course, that's a limited amount of stuff. And I would say like it's nice to have like your whole family there, but at the same time, if you have a huge family, it's not necessary for all of them to be there. Because it's just gonna get like too many people, overcrowded. Plus, you have like a roommate, maybe more than one roommate, and having like everyone in that space is just not gonna work. So I'd say like bring like two helpers. So that would be my advice. And then again, I don't know if other colleges do it this way, but for my college, in terms of like the events and like, welcome to the first day of classes, welcome to our university, like that stuff, those events didn't really happen too much on those first couple days. Like we did have like a couple meetings for our like dorm and stuff, and also like the program I'm part of. So we had meetings for that, but all like the welcome to the first week of classes, blah 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 blah, those only happened kind of, I would say, within the first 2 weeks, but they weren't really on those days that we first came. So like again, there were events, but I'm saying like it was kind of spread out, so it wasn't like all packed in the 2 days before classes started. And then let's see what else. So another thing I would say is really take the time to, on those days where you don't have classes, take the time to like go walk your classes. UMD, for example, is a pretty big campus, I would say. Like it's pretty big. Like I've walked many college campuses before, and I would say UMD, if you don't, like obviously you're gonna get kind of lost. I remember my sophomore year of high school, I toured UMD for the first time, and it was so big and massive. And when I actually came to UMD, I remembered bit tidbits from my tour in sophomore year, and I just couldn't recognize any of those places when I actually came to UMD. So I don't know if we were walking in some random place. Like some place obviously I recognize. Like if anyone's familiar with the mall, the collegiate mall we have at UMD, it's just like a long strip of grass in kind of the middle of campus-ish. So like that I recognized obviously because you can't really forget that. But other things I was like, damn, I don't really don't know where I am, what's happening, I don't really recognize anything. So taking the time to walk your classes. And the thing is, like, UMD is full of construction. Like there's always construction going on. So knowing like what alternate routes you have to take for your classes, that can be good. So again, like if you're in a lecture hall of like 300 and you arrive a few minutes late to class, no one's really gonna care. But at the same time, it's like you don't want to be missing the material because at least for my professors, I think most of them, we started material on the first day. Like it was like a quick syllabus review maybe, and then we like jumped straight into material. It wasn't like, I don't really remember what high school was like, but I feel like the first day was more like introductory, get to know you activities because your classes are smaller. But on like a lecture hall level, I think you just kind of jump into content. So that's another thing you got to be prepared for. Like, there's not really much get to know you activities in college. You're going to quickly do a syllabus review. Your professor's going to highlight the most important things that they want you to know, like their late policy and stuff. And then after that, it's kind of just, whatever. Like, we're just jumping straight into content. All right, so back to the events that I was kind of talking about, like the welcome freshmen to your university, like those kinds of events that are probably going to be spread across like the first week or two of college. I mean, I guess it kind of depends on your class size as well, but anyways, those, go to those, try to put yourself out there as much as possible. You will regret not putting yourself out there. Like, for example, it's a state school, and a lot of my closest friends from like high school and stuff, because they went to my university, I kind of stuck with them, and I regret not branching out and like getting to know more people and like going to more of those events. So I would say, like, even on your floor, for example, like just say hi to everyone, be really like outgoing and friendly and stuff. And like, again, it's gonna be harder if you're shyer or whatever, right? Like, I'm also not the best at socializing, but like really try to put yourself out there. In all likelihood, of the bajillion people that you're gonna be saying hi to and you're gonna be greeting and like making small talk with, you're not gonna end up ever probably speaking to them again. But it's worth having some sort of foundation, 'cause like if you say hi to people, if you're friendly with people on your floor, and then you get to like, you say on the first day, whatever, like you're one of the first faces they see and you remain friendly with them, that can turn into like, now we're in the study lounge, or we're in the, yeah, like the study lounge or something together, and we're now like, just sitting next to each other and we're talking, and that's kind of how friendly you're, like, oh, let's go get like a meal at the dining hall or something, right? Like, that's how it forms, because no one's really coming into university. I mean, some people are coming in with their like best friends. Like, even I came in with my closest friends, but they were like in a completely different dorm than I was, right? Like, across campus, actually. So everyone's kind of new, and everyone's out here wanting to make friends. Like, they want to have as many friends as possible. They want that college experience. So like, just people, that's when people are most willing to like open up and talk to you and let, form large groups and whatever, right? So I would say really just take the time to take advantage of all the activities they have for you. Take advantage of the fact that on the first few days, like before, because most people are not moving in the day before classes start. Maybe some are. I know, like, I think the upperclassmen, actually, I don't know. Maybe it was the sophomores that moved in, like, only a day or two before, right? But, like, for freshmen, at least we got, like, a few days. And no one's having classes those days, right? No one has any really solid plans besides, going to those events that potentially exist on your campus. Everyone's just looking to kind of make friends, make their groups, make their cliques, and whatever. So to really take that time to just put yourself out there and keep talking to people and make an active effort to, if you see reoccurring faces, especially in your dorm, to constantly talk to them. So that, it would be my number one tip for your first like move-in day, move-in week, and whatever. And then as for like classes, I know some people find the adjustment from high school to college difficult. I personally, I like, 'cause I've interviewed so many people, like, people told me, like, no matter what people tell you in a high school, like, you will never be sufficiently prepared for college. I don't know if it's 'cause I have heard that so much. I don't know if it's 'cause I've interviewed a lot of people and gotten to know their college experience and gotten advice from them. It wasn't as rough a transition. You do get much more freedom than you did in high school. Your schedule is at, like, you have so much more liberty with your schedule. So it's kind of up to you. There's no, sure, there's like a structure, but you have like three classes a day, and maybe they're not even like back to back. But yeah, like, you do have a lot more liberty, and you really have to now decide for yourself, like, oh, like, what am I gonna study? What am I gonna socialize? How am I gonna manage my time, right? Because high school was kind of set in stone for you. Like, you have to wake up at this time, or you have to wake up by this time. You have to go to these classes, and then you come home, and then, whatever, right? So like, there is some schedule, but you have more liberty in college. I don't think I particularly struggled with that too much. I will say, like, I am a big procrastinator, and my procrastination still worked for me in college. I realize now, like, that I'm taking like harder classes, that it procrastination is not the way to go, and I will not be getting everything I need done. Well, I'll get it done, but I won't get it done, and I'll be as well as I wish I could, and I'll be very stressed for the time I'm making up for procrastinating and doing my work. So I will say, like, it's not as difficult for some people. I think maybe more the social aspect of college is more difficult than the academic and getting used to it, in my experience. Like my first semester and a half here. And it kind of is like you're not really living on your own. You have a roommate and you are kind of like, you do have like a schedule you need to abide by. But it's kind of like damn, like now I'm just walking to the dining hall to get my meal, and now I'm like, I can just go to the gym whenever I want. Like I can stay up and I can, go, I don't know. I mean, the dining hall's closed at a certain time, but you're like, oh, I can just like go out with my friends at like 11 p.m. or something, right? Like the Chipotle, all those like little fast food restaurants are like right there, so I can like do a late night snack if I wanted to, right? So there are more things you realize you can really just kind of do whatever you want, and well, to a limit, right? You can do a lot of things in college, but I wouldn't say it's too much more difficult in sort of like the academics of it. I would say it's maybe more difficult in the social aspect of it, but even then, it's like you just really need to put an effort, and I think it's not as bad. It's not as bad of a transition as some people make it out to be. So I think that's all I'll say for like the first, like for this like moving day episode. I've explained like what moving day is kind of like, what events your college puts, and then kind of what to expect for your first week and a little bit of advice. So yeah, I think that's all for today. Thank you for listening.